This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
There could be some action soon in the appeal of a case that struck down Wisconsin's Republican-drawn legislative map. Joining us now to discuss what might happen and when is WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief, Sean Johnson. Sean, for people who are not familiar with Wisconsin's redistricting lawsuit, what are we talking about?
We're talking about a case that has both state and national implications, potentially. So the state implications are pretty easy to grasp. A federal court last year struck down Wisconsin's Republican-drawn legislative map as an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander. So what that means in Wisconsin is if that ruling is upheld, Wisconsin Republicans would have to redraw Wisconsin's legislative map by 2018 of this year so that it is less partisan and it would be more competitive for Democrats. What this means nationally, if Wisconsin's ruling is upheld, is that it could be applied elsewhere. And so you would have potentially a lot of states that were forced to redraw legislative boundaries, a lot of states run by Republicans who redraw those boundaries in 2011.
So is this different than a typical redistricting case, maybe other cases we've heard about nationally?
Yeah, typically what happens in a redistricting case is they just challenge maps based on other criteria. So, for example, a racial gerrymandering case would be a lot more common. And you heard about that a little bit recently in a North Carolina case. This Wisconsin case would be different because it's a partisan gerrymandering case. And so when it comes to redistricting, there's been an acknowledgement in the courts and specifically the Supreme Court that legislators are partisan. And there is going to be a level of partisanship in redistricting no matter what. And the question that the court has raised is, at least justices who are open to a case like this, is how do you measure it? If there's a way you can measure that partisanship to show how much is too much, maybe they could strike it down. That's what this case seeks to do.
And what can we expect from the U.S. Supreme Court?
So the court has a lot of leeway in terms of timing, what it decides and when it decides. But we know this, that the court is scheduled to discuss Wisconsin's case at its private conference today. It could also discuss Wisconsin's case at another private conference next week and the week after that. And so it's before justices now. And so they have the issue of they could just outright affirm the decision, they could reject it, or they could say, we want to hear this case in oral arguments. A lot of experts say that's probably the most likely option. Justin Levitt is a professor of law at Loyola Law School. He's an expert in redistricting, and he expects the court will want to hear Wisconsin's case in oral arguments.
There's widespread agreement that the Supreme Court's going to want to weigh in on that lower court decision substantively one way or another. I don't think there's widespread agreement on what the Supreme Court will do, but there's widespread agreement that the court's going to take the case.
So if the court decides it wants to hear Wisconsin's appeal, what happens next?
We could have oral arguments by this winter, potentially, maybe in November. The court, if it takes the case in oral arguments, could potentially have a decision by next June. Nobody knows what that decision would be.
What does that mean for Wisconsin's current legislative map and as people look forward to the 2018 elections?
It's a big question mark because that's sort of a separate issue. Attorney General Brad Schimmel, Wisconsin Attorney General, has asked the court to stay another lower court order that said redraw these maps by 2018. You know, we don't know whether the court will split that off and kind of decide these issues separately.
This seems to be shaping up as a Democrats versus Republican issue, is it?
It is right now because this challenge was brought by Democratic voters and it's being fought by Republicans. However, if it's upheld, it would create a standard that would apply to all gerrymanders, whether they're drawn by Republicans or Democrats.
WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson on Wisconsin's redistricting lawsuit. Sean, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.